WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Saturday marks 11 months on the job for Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey.
Dr. Hussey at this week's A&M Faculty Senate meeting led off with an observation of how long he's held the interim post.
And before anyone asks this question, I will tell you that's 4 months longer than what I had anticipated serving when I was asked if I would accept the appointment.
Hussey says he intentionally stays away from any discussion of the presidential search, so far as excusing himself if he's in earshot of any conversation. He did share there's a good pool of candidates for Vice President of Student Affairs and expects the start of interviews to begin as early as next February. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Motorists in West Bryan were slowed to stopped for more than 1 hour Tuesday night following a four-car crash that left six people with non-life-threatening injuries. The pileup took place just before 6 p.m. on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Rockwood, which is between Villa Maria and Traditions Drive. Three others were not hurt, including a driver from Mexico who was ticketed for not having a driver's license and failing to stay in his lane. More details are online at WTAW.com. For the second time in as many months, College Station police say scammers are using their phone numbers to make threatening calls.
When the person answers, they allege a variety of transgressions, whether it's unpaid taxes, a warrant, that their identity's been stolen, something to then elicit either personally identifying information from the victim or payment of some sort.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says those who receive suspicious calls should hang up and return the call to the number to determine the legitimacy of the caller. American Momentum Bank made a hefty donation to the Brazos Valley Food Bank's $4 million warehouse expansion project.
On behalf of American Momentum Bank, I'm proud to present this check for $250,000 in support of Because Hunger Won't Wait.
Frank Verisco, the bank's market president, encourages the community to also support the campaign this holiday season.
Food is a basic need. We must have it to thrive in our school, work, and it is necessary for an overall healthy livelihood.
The campaign's goal is to raise $1.5 million more dollars before next October. If the goal is met, they will receive a $500,000 challenge grant. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Local holiday festivities continue through Thursday night in Northgate with the annual lighting of decorated trees on the promenade.
Each business adopts a tree and a Christmas angel from St. Mary's, and each organization decorates a tree, kind of in a theme that goes along with their business. This isn't your everyday Christmas tree decoration. We get some pretty creative stuff out there.
Northgate District Association Executive Director Chris Scotty says there's free surface parking as part of the yearly Northgate Wonderland program, which starts Thursday night at 6:30. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
It's 710, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
The morning off to a cool start as the day goes on. Any sunshine will give way to increasing cloudiness. Highs today near 65. Lots of cloudiness tonight. Chance for a stray shower, 50. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. There could be a shower during the day. Highs will be near 65. Clouds tomorrow night with a chance of a shower. Lows near 50. The outlook for Friday, we're going to be partly to mostly cloudy. And temperatures on Friday will be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with A&M basketball, both men's and women's in action last night. More accolades for soccer, volleyball, and football from the SEC and the South region. Plus, Johnny Manziel making a shot at starting this week. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you about 7:50.
Okay. When was the world supposed to end? When is supposed to, is between now and Christmas,
yeah,
right?
Next couple days.
Okay. Well, this may not be the one, but if we miss it, we still have a chance to be destroyed, so that's good. Earlier this week, there had been media outlets across the globe that had flashed headlines about the possibility of an asteroid that was the size of a mountain headed toward Earth. Well, now we have confirmation from NASA reassuring everybody about the fact that the asteroid is way off target, not likely to hit the Earth at all.
The fact that you just said likely is bothersome.
Yeah, because we don't. But again, there could be one coming so fast we can't even see it. You know
True.
What I'm saying? 1,300 foot wide, 1,300 feet? That's all? The 1,300 foot wide asteroid named 2014 UR116, of course, poses no threat to life on Earth if it continues on its current trajectory. Again, it's 1,300 feet. I guess it depends on where it hits, but that's not going to destroy the Earth.
You know,
right?
we have astronomy and stuff at A&M.
Yeah.
We need to get those people to work on naming one for part of the show and call
think,
it,
yeah.
Oh, God, we're all going to die.
I like that. We'll call them today and say, sir.
Oh, God, we're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
We could do that.
All that and then like 2014 on the end of it.
Yeah.
So it sounds official.
Yeah. By the way, just so we can take all the fun out of Christmas, okay, get that little bit that you may still have. Now we have experts who can take that away from us as well.
Oh, well, that's good.
Taking kids out to see Santa and having them sit on Santa's lap for a photo shoot has always been a beloved holiday tradition. But now a child safety expert in Australia warning parents that visit to Santa should have some caution involved. Child protection activist Hetty Johnston.
You said activist. That's bad already.
I know. Told a newspaper in Australia, quote, "What we would like to see is a shopping center owners update their child protection policies. The directive would be for children to stand beside Santa unless parents or children request to sit on his knee. Shopping centers have a duty to care for and protect children while on their premises. She urges that children should not be forced to sit on any stranger's lap." So there.
Goodness.
Okay, if the kid's crying, you don't do it. I think we're all in agreement there. Don't sit on Santa's lap.
Can we just punch her in the nose?
No. You may stand a comfortable distance away from Santa and yell at him what you would like for Christmas. How's that? Would that make her happy?
There are times, though, where that would be good for the parents.
That's where I think she's coming from.
Yeah.
I just want to know what my kids want.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about. Oh, just saying. Okay. So now we've gone ahead and taken that off your list of things that you have to do now. You don't have to take the kids to go sit on Santa's lap. If they'd like to walk by and yell at him, okay. I guess they're saying you can do that. Well, here's our feel-good story. Alabama woman caught shoplifting eggs from a Dollar General store. Police called when Officer William Stacy arrived. He followed the alleged perp to her car where her children were waiting. The woman said she was only stealing to feed her kids. Video caught by a fellow shopper shows the exchange between the two, which ended in a hug shared by Officer Stacy and the woman in the parking lot. Officer bought her eggs for her in exchange for her promise not to shoplift again. For their part, Dollar General said they wouldn't prosecute.
Well, that's sort of nice.
It is. Well, okay, he's done his part. So let's hope she'll do hers.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole idea.
There you go.
Yeah. So we found out who was distributing the swastika Christmas wrapping paper.
I still need to see a picture of this.
I do too, and that's the thing. I don't know that you
really
can find an image. An image
put wrapping paper first, just so.
Okay. An image is difficult to find right now, but apparently Hallmark, the ones who are distributing it, yeah. So they have removed the blue and silver rolls from circulation. It was a Walgreens store where it happened, or where we saw the story. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
you got to look for it.
There's more swastikas than a Tory Burch logo. I have a wife.
Okay. Is that what you said as soon as you saw the Tory Burch logo?
I was just saying.
Wow, that's a swastika.
That fascist purse.
Yes, exactly. So, okay. Well, anyway, it's done.
It's there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's okay. They moved quickly, which was probably the most important
thing. It honestly looks like a maze that you might give a kid.
Oh, okay. Well, again, it's you can look in clouds and find all sorts of things as well. So, you know.
No, this is pretty apparent.
Okay,
no,
all right.
Okay, fine. I'm going to
mutter. All right, here we go. One more thing. If we could do one more thing now to take happiness away from you. Okay, first of all, your kids can't sit on Santa's lap. Should not sit on Santa's lap. They can if you want them to. Now, it's no longer your mom who's going to remind you that you shouldn't be eating that Twinkie. A new vending machine uses facial recognition to deny would-be snackers from buying certain foods if they fit a personal profile.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
There you are. You've got your 50 cents.
They're going to measure the width of your face.
You've got your 50 cents. You plunk it in the machine. You punch the Twinkie.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
My name's not Dave.
I could have said.
Now you're getting yelled at by a machine. Hey. Wait,
I didn't save them.
Wait.
No. I need a favor. Just one favor. One favor. General Manager Ben Downs, back in the satellite camp.
Welcome back.
One favor.
Yeah.
One favor. Please do not use a radio station computer to search swastika gift wrapping paper. We are already on the NSA speed dial and
clearing the search history now.
Clearing.
There. It's a
truly great man who feels like he can just leave the office without clearing his search history at least once.
Thank
you.
That's all right.
Good luck and Godspeed.
Thank you, sir.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
This Christmas, treat your clients, friends, and family to sweet treats from the Chocolate Gallery.
Choose from seasonal creations like eggnog bonbons, peppermint bonbons, and gingerbread cake truffles, along with other favorites.
Or place your order for designer cupcakes and gingerbread cookies for your Christmas celebrations.
And be sure to stop by and see our large gingerbread farmhouse on display. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
And online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family. Merry Christmas.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:19, 43 degrees right now, and it feels a little bit cooler out there, but we're going to have definitely not Christmassy weather for the rest of the week. I mean, we're talking high temperatures are going to be around 70. This weekend, it's 72 or so. So you're going to have to find the Christmas spirit in your heart because it's not going to be on the weather map. Speaking of weather maps, Santa has got Rudolph's red nose to get him through the winter storm. Did you guys happen to watch the Rudolph special last night? You know, that they've been doing this thing for like 55 years or something. Still one of the most highly rated Christmas shows.
That claymation one?
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Yeah, it really is, and it's kind of cool. And
Burl Ives as the Snowman.
That's it. Burl Ives, he did a lot of other things, but a lot of people just know him as Sam the Snowman. Anyhow, Santa's got Rudolph's red nose to get him through the winter storm so he can deliver the holiday packages. We have corporate meteorologists. They're what the Washington Post calls the secret weapon of shipping companies trying to cash in during the hectic holiday season. In the story, they call them a motley crew of Air Force veterans, experienced forecasters, and part-time storm chasers, many of them weather nerds. I like the motley crew. I guess that's the whole reason they can't be on the Weather Channel, because they look kind of nerdy. Hired by companies like FedEx and UPS to ensure holiday shipments make it to their destination no matter what the forecast. Jobs include everything from organizing de-icing and refueling crews for planes that carry those packages, to studying the satellite and radar monitors to alternate routes for planes that would encounter foul weather. These companies even have what sounds like something out of a Russian spy movie, reinforcement jets that can fly down to retrieve stranded packages with little notice.
Huh.
Something that UPS says, they call them rescues. 1 million packages they do for the company every year. UPS says someone awaiting a package in Bangkok doesn't care if it snowed in Louisville. They want their stuff. And that's right. That's
absolutely right.
We're to that point. To wit, of course, we prefer that you shop local. Okay. And by the way, since today is the 10th, this is the day that if you took a Christmas angel and you've gotten your present, well, the bottom line is we need the present back today. Okay. Don't know where you are. Where you are in the process. Today's the deadline. We need to get those back. So if you'll bring them back wrapped here or to either Blue Baker location, then we ought to be in pretty good shape. Kind of a cool story here out of Lowell, Massachusetts. Look. Oh, no, it was Cambridge where the president had to go have a beer, right? Is that where the police...
Yes, I believe that is correct.
All right, this is in Lowell, Massachusetts. The police there have helped warm the hearts by recently handing out presents to unsuspecting drivers. A video that was posted yesterday showed an officer. He's pulling somebody over for a minor offense, and while questioning the drivers, the officer asked what they would like for Christmas. Then a team is sitting nearby listening to the conversation on the radio. They quickly find a gift, wrap it up, and within 10 or 15 minutes, they deliver the presents.
That's cool.
It kind of is. Now, does the officer have to keep the person there for that period of time, you know, until they get it wrapped? I mean, don't know, but just something that's kind of neat. So I don't know, and I guess you do have to kind of start looking at the weather, talking about that delivery thing. That is going to end up being... something that might be a little problematic. So, again, why don't you just buy local, okay? We all in favor of that?
Yes.
No. Good. All right, we'll do that. Science Channel is planning the ultimate Mythbusters programming event, a 10-day Mythbusters mega marathon.
Ooh.
220 episodes from 9 seasons.
Holy cow. Yeah.
That'll load up your TiVo, wouldn't
uh-huh.
it? Holy.
I think I've probably seen all of them anyway.
220 episodes, 9 seasons of the cable science hit, airing back-to-back starting December 24th at 6 in the morning and concluding 10 days later on January 2nd. See, if you don't want to watch football, you got an alternative right there. So, well, you could watch how the guy's mustache changes, right? And one of his monster mustache. Anyway, Science Channel stunt follows the FXX deal that they did. Remember when they did the Simpsons episodes?
Yes.
12 straight days. That was back in August. So this is their way to celebrate the holidays, I guess. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Climate change will be shifting over to Europe now. Weather forecasters warning the Europeans to get ready for some super hot summers. Okay, just want to let you know. French will not be stocking up on deodorant.
Here's Chip Davis, founder of Mannheim Steamroller, with today's Christmas countdown.
Today, it's the truth about Santa, whose story surprisingly begins with the Greek god Poseidon. The ancient Greeks believed that Poseidon provided everything good, and a good harvest, a good life. It all came from Poseidon. Some 2,000 years later, in 25 AD, a Christian church was built on the ruins of an old Poseidon temple. It was home to a kind and benevolent bishop who wore bright red and green robes. His name was Nicholas. And like Poseidon, he also gave gifts, but only to good little children each Christmas. Tomorrow, how Nicholas became our modern Santa Claus. And I'm Chip Davis of Manheim Steamroller.
Brought to you by Simply Safe. Protecting your home, property, and family. SimplySafe.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning, it's 726, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable year-round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. The weather, again, a little bit chilly out there this morning. Not unseasonably cool, just got to wear a little jacket. 43 or so is our temperature, 43 is our temperature right now. But a high temperature later on today will be up to 61. It'll feel a little bit different because the winds are now going to start coming out of the southeast. 52 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow up to the middle 60s with a 30% chance of rain. Then Friday, 70, Saturday, 71, and Sunday, 71. So kind of unseasonable for this time of year, and the lows each night will be in the upper 50s. Right now, the winds are out of the east, and 93% relative humidity.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Donna, the Pima County Board of Supervisors will vote later this month on a measure to ban smokers from being hired by their local government. Those smokers who already work for the government will face a 30% health insurance surcharge. Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry says that the county will save lots of money if employees who smoke can be replaced over time with healthier workers. Huckleberry says this is all being done for the taxpayers. Anything we can do to reduce insurance costs is beneficial, said old Huck. Now, you Pima County government workers who smoke had better beware. There's a target on your back. The dedication, loyalty, commitment you bring to your job, the quality of your work, doesn't matter. The Pima County administrator has let it be known he wants you gone because you happen to use a legal product in your personal life and are supporting children's health care programs with your taxes. Liberals can make pot smoking legal in some cities, even though federal law prohibits it. But that's okay. But if you use tobacco, it's okay for liberals to discriminate against you in hiring and target your jobs for elimination. In New York, cigarettes cost up to $13 a pack thanks to liberal imposed taxes. The poor can't afford packs, so they buy loose cigarettes called loosies. Police were trying to arrest Eric Garner for tax avoidance by selling loosies, which led to his death. Our freedom is what's being targeted here, and country is being torn apart by liberalism.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Warning. The CIA's Financial Threat and Asymmetric Warfare Advisor has just gone public with frightening evidence concerning a $100 trillion economic extinction-level event that could soon strike America. He's revealed that our military and intelligence community are now ready to implement an operation they call the Day After Plan. It includes preparing the Pentagon's Raven Rock Mountain Complex near Camp David, as well as Mount Weather's maze of underground bunkers, codenamed Area B, for the arrival of members of Congress and the White House. It's critical you view everything this CIA insider has uncovered before it's too late. Because when this unstoppable collapse begins, it will unleash a 70% stock market meltdown. And shortly after, any money you have in your bank could be eradicated without warning. To get the real story, go to OperationDayAfter.com. That's OperationDayAfter.com. OperationDayAfter.com.
Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Bayinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey was the guest speaker at this week's Faculty Senate meeting.
Well, Dr. Hussey noted this Saturday marks his 11th month on the job, 4 months longer than he expected. He has intentionally stayed away from the ongoing presidential search.
I purposely stayed out of those discussions, and I really can't. There's probably some in this room that know a lot more than I do. I've been around in various meetings where people have started talking about it, and I've actually walked off and gone the other way. So, but I, like you, hope it moves forward at a rapid pace.
Hussey says the search for A&M's next vice president of student affairs has reached the point of holding candidate interviews as soon as next February.
I did speak with the chair of the committee the other day, and it looks like there's a good pool of candidates, and we'd be moving forward with that.
A wide-ranging update included preparing for next year's legislative session and issues facing students, employees, and the College Station Bryan community. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An unlicensed driver from Mexico began a four-car crash in West Bryan Tuesday night. Police say he was one of three who escaped injury. Six others received medical treatment at local hospitals for injuries that were not life-threatening. Traffic on Harvey Mitchell Parkway between Villa Maria and Traditions Drive was affected for more than 1 hour. One of the other drivers caught in the wreck was pinned after his car was hit head-on. He and two other passengers were hospitalized, as were two children in the back seat of another car who were 2 and 4 years old. All nine in the four cars were wearing seatbelts. More details are online at WTAW.com. Scammers are again using College Station Police Department phone numbers to call and make threats. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a variety of threats are made if potential victims don't pay or provide personal information.
What's concerning to us is, one, first and foremost, we don't want anyone to become victimized and suffer identity theft or lose any finances. That's our first and foremost priority, but we also certainly don't want anything that will be detrimental to the trust relationship that we have with our community.
Flieger says police and municipal court will call for some things, but not to make a threat.
We certainly, under no circumstances, would we call up, threaten immediate arrest, other consequences such as deportation, expulsion from school, you know, levying of taxes, any number of other threats.
In the past week, Flieger says College Station dispatchers have fielded dozens of inquiries from potential victims. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is one donation closer to meeting its goal for the Because Hunger Won't Wait campaign.
American Momentum Bank's Frank Farisco presented a check for $250,000 Tuesday, one of the largest gifts the food bank has received.
The Brazos Valley Food Bank not only helps individuals and families in our area with access to nutrition, our nutritious meals, they go the extra step in regularly reaching out to children, seniors, and those needing emergency support, so thousands of hunger-plagued residents can live better and be better prepared to get on their feet.
If the campaign raises the remaining $1.5 million by next October, it will be granted a $500,000 grant from the Maybe Foundation out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. More information on the campaign is on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The fourth annual Northgate Wonderland tree lighting ceremony is Thursday night.
We've seen in the past bottle-themed, plastic bottle, of course. The Conventioners Visitors Bureau usually does something with hotel keys, They make ornaments out of hotel keys. We've seen beer boxes created into ornaments or made up to look like gifts. All kinds of crazy stuff.
Northgate District Association Executive Director Chris Scotty says businesses and organizations adopted trees on the promenade and contributed gifts that will be distributed by St. Mary's Catholic Church.
We actually just got some great news from St. Mary's. They actually ran out of Christmas angels. So we are going to be doing a donation, a financial donation, from our member businesses that didn't get trees yet.
Thursday's program, which starts at 6:30, also includes singing carols and enjoying refreshments. There is also free surface parking. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is going to be moving, and that means our weather is going to be changing. Some cloudiness coming up out of Mexico today. So any sun gives way to increasing clouds, highs near 65. Cloudy tonight, there could be a shower. We're close to 50 overnight. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow with the chance for a stray shower, 65. Lots of clouds tomorrow night. There could be a shower, lows near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday with highs near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I got a lot of respect for them, but I didn't anticipate they would dominate us like they did.
That's head coach Billy Kennedy for the A&M men's basketball team on Baylor's Big Guys Inside. We'll share more on the A&M men's and women's basketball program. Also, a couple of nods to A&M football from the SEC and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
All right, 7:38. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Thank you. I'd like for you to first comment as one member of Congress on the strategy behind releasing the CIA report yesterday and what you feel like the fallout will be from that.
Well, I'm not sure exactly why some of the senators felt like they had to release the report. I think it does put Americans' lives in danger in the intelligence community around the world. I mean, it does expose some of the weaknesses and some of the activities of the CIA, but I don't think necessarily it was a good idea to release that information. From what I understand, there was a period of bad behavior for a few months where the CIA ran unchecked, but then they got that under control back in the early part of the last decade, and they were more deliberate in the way they went around. Excuse me, obtaining information from enemy combatants. We got to remember, we're at war with terrorism, and if we want to protect ourselves, part of the program is going to have a vigorous intelligence collection strategy. And I think that it was it was just inappropriate to release information. Now, I think we need to have, I think we've got to rein the CIA in, or let me rephrase that. We've got to keep them from doing the same things they did back in the early part of the last decade, in the 2001 to 2003 time period, and so that we don't do the things that were talked about in the report. The other thing that's kind of interesting is the timing of the report release is pretty is fascinating, because you got it here right at the end of a lame duck session in Congress, when you got a bunch of people going, a bunch of Democrats moving out of the Senate and moving back to the real world. What did they have to gain by doing that? Is it a last chance to embarrass President Bush, or to try to change the channel from the other things that are going on in the country? I'm just curious what the strategy was in releasing it now.
Yeah. I guess maybe it's a hardline approach, but I think there have to be elements. I mean, Jack Nicholson, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. I mean, there are sometimes when we do have to protect American interests, and we do have to protect the people who are out there on the front lines for us. It's irresponsible.
Yeah. You and I are on exactly the same page with that. I think most of real world America is too. Is that, the CIA needs to have whatever tools in its toolbox that it can, in order to protect us for intelligence gathering purposes. And so, I think this shot at trying to discredit the CIA was ill founded. I don't think that should have been done.
Well, let's move forward to the work in Congress. I guess congressional leaders got something put together last night, a $1.1 trillion spending package. Are they calling it the CR Omnibus? Is that what we're calling it?
Well, it has a variety of names. Some people call it Cromnibus.
Cromnibus, okay.
Now, one of the things I think is interesting, I need to give everybody a little background on this. When the discussion started about funding the government shortly after we came back into session following the elections, the leadership of the House, the Speaker, the Majority Leader, and the Whip, wanted to do just a short-term continuing resolution. And many conservatives in Congress, particularly out of the Republican Study Committee, which is the group that I will lead beginning next year, said, no, we ought to look at doing an omnibus so that we can put our conservative fingerprints on parts of the government and fund as much of the government as we can under an omnibus, going all the way out to September 30th, so that we can have time to work on other appropriations bills for fiscal 2016, and have a bigger impact on policy by spending our time working on 2016 instead of the remainder of 2015. And they said, except because the president did the amnesty order, we ought to fund the Department of Homeland Security just with a CR, a short-term CR, so that we can have another bite at the apple to try to stop him on this, beginning early next year when we got a better Senate to deal with. And so this strategy came out of what conservatives wanted to do. Now, suddenly you got a bunch of conservatives running away from this. Now, we'll tell you, CR, continuing resolutions, are bad ways to fund the government because you give almost absolute power to the president to do whatever he wants to do. And an omnibus agreement is similar to a typical appropriations bill, and you can put your fingerprints on the way you want money spent or not spent. And so it's kind of fascinating for me to say, when I have some of these folks come up to me and say, no, we want a CR. And I think, good grief, let's make our mind up around here.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Now, part of it, too, from an optics standpoint, gone is the brinksmanship. If this passes, then there's no talk of government shutdown because you have the long-term funding right there, and that means the Republicans can't be blamed for that.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I mean, that's true as well. I mean, just think about the fallout of shutting the government down right before Christmas. That just doesn't make sense to me at all. Now, we had about 200 calls come in yesterday, and only about 20 or 30 people said shut the government down. I am not going to be a party to shut the government down. It didn't work in October of 2013, and it won't work today. All you do is you hurt yourself. What's really interesting is, here's what we ought to be working on. We ought to be working on a strategy to help hardworking American families that have gotten their rears kicked over the last 6 years. And that includes things like tax reform, regulatory reform, repealing and replacing Obamacare, litigation reform, a 21st century American energy strategy, and everybody is hyper-focused on amnesty. Now, we need to stay focused on amnesty, don't get me wrong, but by spending 110% of our time on this amnesty discussion, we're not setting ourselves up well for what the big things we want to do beginning in the 114th Congress in January. The president was pretty smart. I totally disagree with him. I want everybody to understand that. The president was pretty smart when he threw us out there because Republicans have taken the meat. You know, we have totally lost sight of where we're trying to go to fix the country and to restore it, to restore the opportunities for American families to live the American dream.
Yep, they did. They did run after that. They did.
Yeah, and so the quicker that we can find a way to stop the amnesty program and efficiently stop it, which is going to be in next year's funding bill, is better for us than to spend all our time going down this rabbit trail, because it's keeping us from doing the big things that Americans elected us to do.
Bill Floor is joining us this morning from D.C. I want to read you the first two paragraphs of a story about you that appeared yesterday in Politico and get your react. The headline says, "New Chairman to Take Softer Tone at RSC."
Appreciate that headline.
Okay. Yeah. After years of being a combative, outspoken thorn in the side of GOP leadership, the Republican Study Committee is under new management, one that is planning to take a decidedly softer approach to running the arch-conservative group. Bill Floor is the unassuming Texas Republican elected last month to lead the conservative committee, is promising a new era for the RSC, marked by less struggles with leadership, then promoting a functional working relationship with the GOP's top brass to push the House agenda rightward. Your thoughts there?
Well, I mean, I don't think that they got the actual context of the conversation exactly the way we talked about it when I was interviewed for the article.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think, you know, after 3 decades of working in the real world, I never got ahead by screaming at people.
Mm-hmm.
I got ahead by sitting down and saying, here is what we need. Let's find a way to get to where we need to go. And there is a way to do that. I mean, even I was with Senator Graham last night. Senator Graham said, look, you know, I was a hardliner, but I was always willing to cut a deal if it advanced the ball.
This is Phil Graham. Is that right?
Yeah, Senator
okay.
Phil Graham.
Well, I didn't want to think it was Lindsey Graham, so that's why I wanted to clear that up.
Not Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Phil Graham. Okay, go ahead.
From
Excuse
Texas.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad you pointed it out. I don't want to be associated with Lindsey Graham.
Okay, so you were talking to Phil Graham last night.
I was talking to Phil Graham, and just even for a few minutes, he said, I was a hardliner, but I could always cut a deal when it advanced the ball of liberty, you know, sometimes even if it's just a few inches. And Jefferson said the same thing. Sometimes liberty gained an inch. And so screaming at each other, I don't think, is a good solution. And so I think the best thing to do is figure out where you want to go. And when I say we as the Republican Study Committee, where we want to go in getting our conservative fingerprints on a legislative agenda during 2015 and 2016, and then push as hard as we can to get there. And that's the context of what I said in that interview, and that's what we're going to do. I don't think putting out flaming and inflammatory press releases or making inflammatory statements in public advances the ball of liberty. I mean, I think, you know, it gets me some YouTube views, but that I just don't think it's a good way to do things.
Well, as published,
I don't think my neighbors appreciate it. I went over and screamed at them, say, you need to feel exactly the same way I do about everything.
Right, right. It's the article was published yesterday. They did get a good picture of you, so you know. But
I appreciate that. The headline really sucked. I mean, yeah. I've got to figure out who wrote the headline. You know, typically, you know how newspapers work, or printed publications work. Reporters write the article, and then some editor comes up with a headline.
That's it. They read the first two graphs, and they do the headline based on that. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our military men and women and for our first responders, for our country, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturers' warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The holidays can be filled with happiness and joy, but they can also be stressful, causing conflict in a family. I think you know what I'm talking about. If that's you, let me give you a suggestion that can de-stress your holidays. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We all know that the holidays are coming, but it also seems that, before you know it, they're here and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. So make up your mind today that you and your family will be on the same page regarding expectations. Gather everyone together and talk through the ideas in front of you. Work out schedules now and decide which events you'll attend and which ones you won't. Since it's impossible to do everything, whittle down your choices to only those activities everyone agrees are worthwhile. And while we're talking about activities, consider scaling back. Holidays don't have to be crammed full to be meaningful. You may discover that some of the traditions your family observed in the past really aren't as important to them today. If you made a gingerbread house last Christmas, you might just want to skip that one this year. You can see that this all boils down to good communication in order to help ensure that your family can find a good balance between activities and relaxation. So if your holidays tend to be stressful, try a little forethought and planning this year. It'll go a long way toward restoring the joy of the season. For more tips to keep your holidays stress-free, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40%. In the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:52. In the 100th year of competition between two basketball programs, freshman Jonathan Motley shined with 22 points, and Baylor overcame a slow start and knocked off Texas A&M 77-63 when the former Big 12 and Southwest Conference rivals played for the first time in the last three seasons. The Aggies could only manage 8 rebounds in the first half, and head coach Billy Kennedy put the loss squarely in the paint.
We got to fight. You know, I got to do a better job of preparing our big guys and to fight more. We physically got whipped and just didn't fight. That's something we were concerned about in the beginning of the year. But, you know, you're coming into Baylor, Motley and Rico Gathers, who are both very good players, and I got a lot of respect for them. But I didn't anticipate they would dominate us like they did.
Up until last night, the guys had won 5 in a row. They'll try to start another streak Saturday at Reed Arena against Youngstown State. Pregame at 3:30, and the tip-off is at 4 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, the ladies fared a little better than the guys. Courtney Williams scored 21 points to lead 3 Aggies in double figures. And A&M women's basketball improved to a perfect 10-0, knocking off SMU 70-62. Jordan Jones flirted with a triple-double, having 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Tori Scott added 12 points and 7 boards for the Aggs. The ladies take on Houston 1:30 live from Reed Arena. That game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. A&M football saw Cedric Obwehi and Miles Garrett earn 2014 All-Southeastern Conference Team Awards as selected by the SEC coaches. Obwehi, a senior from Allen, Texas, earned first-team honors as an offensive lineman, while Garrett, a freshman from Arlington, was named to the second team as a defensive lineman.
Texas A&M Soccer Associate Head Coach Phil Stevenson was tabbed as the South Region Assistant Coach of the Year by the National Soccer Coaches Association of America. Texas A&M setter Stephanie Eipley has been named the AVCA South Region Freshman of the Year. She's joined on the All-Region South team by Aggie middle blocker Jasmine Babers and Shelby Sullivan. In addition, Aggie freshman opposite hitter Ashley Razor was named honorable mention to the All-Region team. Texas A&M's Laura Norman was named Freshman Swimmer of the Week by the SEC in her strong performance with number one Aggies dual meet against Rice over the weekend. And hot from the pool over to the NFL, the Cleveland Browns are switching quarterbacks, going with rookie Johnny Manziel over Brian Hoyer for Sunday's game against the visiting Cincinnati Bengals. The man he's replacing, Brian Hoyer, is saying exactly the same thing that Johnny did at the beginning of the season.
Coach, that's his decision, and I respect his decision. And, you know, for me, we just got to keep the same mentality. So it's about being mentally tough, and I think, if anything, I've proven that I can handle that. So, you know, I keep the same, you know, attitude and prepare the same way.
Manziel has participated in just 18 plays since being taken with the 22nd overall pick in last year's NFL draft. Hoyer led the Browns to a 7-6 record, but has struggled since November. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton spent last night in a local hospital after being injured in a two-car crash near the team's stadium earlier that morning. Here's spokesman Charlie Dayton.
Cam's in fair condition and will remain at Carolina's Medical Center throughout overnight for observation. Further tests this afternoon revealed that Cam does have two fractures in his lower back, but no other internal injuries.
The injury is similar to that Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo's been playing through. Dayton said it was unclear if Newton would be able to practice this week or play in Sunday's game against the Buccaneers. Over in the NBA, Marc Gasol scored 30 points, and the Memphis Grizzlies withstood 18 three-pointers from the Dallas Mavericks to win 114-105. Mavs coach Rick Carlisle said they had to shoot from downtown because the Grizzlies were playing physical inside.
We got to continuously work at doing better against big physical teams. It's a big challenge, there's no doubt about it. You know, they got the better of us in there. They're a big paint point team, so they're going to get some, but it's going to be an ongoing challenge that we just got to take.
In other Lone Star basketball action, Derek Flavors scored 21 points, and the Utah Jazz snapped a 9-game losing streak with a 196 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. In the NHL, Winnipeg rookie Adam Lowry scored twice in the second to lead the Jets to a 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars. And finally, in the shoe wars, sort of, for years, the world's two largest shoe and apparel companies, Nike and Adidas, have battled for supremacy, with the competition occasionally leading to lawsuits over a particular design or material which one considers proprietary. But on Monday, Nike took it to the next level, suing three former designers who had left the company, alleging they used Nike trade secrets to sell themselves to Adidas. The lawsuit filed in the county in Oregon, where Adidas has its U.S. headquarters, alleges that some of its biggest designers, while they were still employees of Nike, began to build a blueprint to replicate Nike's famous innovation kitchen and stole secrets from inside the walls to take elsewhere. The suit is seeking $10 million in damages. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best with customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Creative promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More, in their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. You talked, we listened. It's called 8-to-8, same great rate. Now, whatever your heating and air conditioning repair needs, we will come to your home between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the same great service rate. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. That's 8-to-8, same great rate. I'm Carl Walthall.